So without trying to come across as a plagiarizer, I'm going to cover these five questions that I heard on this other podcast with you and share my thoughts, because one of them I don't think you should use.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, what's up, podcaster? It's Adam A. Adams, and we're talking about some questions that might help you as an interviewer. You're the podcast host. You want to have a good podcast. You want to be able to have great questions. And unfortunately, I don't even remember what podcast I heard this on. It could have been Buzzsprout. I actually do randomly listen to a ton of other podcasts about podcasting. In many cases, it's to get ideas. In many cases, it's to get familiar with other podcasters, to get their styles. I think to be a great podcaster, it helps us to be able to listen to those in our industry. And I'm in the podcast industry, so I listen to quite a bit of other podcasts about podcasting, because this is the podcast on podcasting, POP for short. And the last thing that I want you to do when you're listening to this is be like, Adam can't come up with his own damn content. He's got a blah, 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 blah. So I get that. I actually think it's important that all of us get ideas from other people. This isn't a plagiarizing thing. In fact, I don't even agree with all five of these things that I heard on this other podcast. And I wish that I could remember which one it was. Could have been, there's so many. Let's just dive in. The goal is, as a podcaster, to bring out the best amount of content that we can from our people. The goal is to be able to help our listener go to the next level. And that can be controlled by the types of questions that you ask. The first one is the one that I don't agree with. The second, third, and fourth, I think, are very insightful. I'm going to give you some info on that. And the fifth, I think I'm just going to go into extra detail than I remember hearing on that podcast. Let's dive in. The first question that they had shared on their podcast is one of the best questions, they said, is, tell me your story. Well, I hate this damn question. Tell me your story, I think, is pointless. It can go off into too many directions. Tell me your story. I'm not even sure why they thought that this would be a great thing. Now, it's time for you to determine, should I go agree with that first person that said, tell me your story is a wonderful thing? Or should I go with Adam Adams and think, tell me your story is a bad thing? So that's for you to decide. Me personally, I think tell me your story. Tell me is not a wonderful way to start off a podcast interview. I think it's a horrible way to start off a podcast interview. You can decide. As I think about tell me your story, it makes me think I'm going to let that person just go off onto tangents. I'm going to let them go off to too many directions. I'm not going to be able to reel them in. They're not going to know what part of the story. And it's just a confusing, horrible question. Maybe something that you could replace it with is just a random question. Hey, how do you feel about thoughts and feelings? One thing that I'll do is I'll shout out Poddex. Poddex is a much better way to have a very first question. And it can be a random question that incites independence, incites uniqueness, it incites the individuality of that person. And also helps to bring out and extract something unique. And additionally, it builds a connection between you and your guest. And it's just random and it's different every time. And so your listener is going to be curious and they're going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun. So Poddex is wonderful. I have an affiliate relationship with Poddex because I like them so much. We'll put that affiliate link in the show notes. That's something to replace the god-awful question of, first of all, tell me your story, which I just absolutely disagree with. Other ones that they mentioned on their podcast were really, really good. One of them is, what do you wish you would have known before you got started? Awesome question. This helps that person really help your avatar, your listener. Your listener, if they're going through the same things, like if I asked my guest, hey, when you started your podcast, what do you wish you knew when you started? This is a lovely question that allows that person to think, where did I make my mistakes? What didn't I do enough of? What could I have done more of? What did I neglect? What have I learned along the way? And they will be able to share from their experience, and it's going to help my exact listener. So I completely agree with that. Number two, write it down. What do you wish you would have known before you got started? What do you wish that you did differently? If you had to do it all over again, what's another way you would have done it? It's wonderful. Definitely write that down. I think it gives a lot of hindsight, 2020 insight, foresight for your perfect listener who's about to be going through that same stuff. Absolutely, yes. And I generally do try to ask that on our podcast, and I think it's really helpful. The third question that was on this other podcast, and I just don't remember where I heard this, but I took good notes. Let's see. Tell me about a time when you failed and how you overcame that. That's a great question. I think that a lot of podcasts are too much about the success. A lot of shows forget that there are hardships that we go through. And when we extract the true hardship, I think we're doing a few things. I think we're letting our listener know that it's okay to fail. And I think that's important. It is okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. Our guest today made mistakes and see where they are now. It's a very helpful thing in that way. Other things about, tell me about a time that you failed and overcame it, shows that it's not all hunky-dory and that we can have this podcast. Other things that it does is shows the failure that seems like most podcasters are afraid to even talk about. So it brings that to light and it's more relatable. It's more relatable, meaning your listener is probably going to get more value out of your podcast. They're probably going to be more well connected with you personally through your podcast because you're bringing these things to light. And it's probably going to have them feeling like they can relate to and do some of these things because others have failed. And now they're not as afraid to fail themselves. So question number three, tell me about a time when you failed and how you overcame that. I love that question. I should do more of that on my podcast. Number four was, what resources do you recommend? I ask this a lot on my podcast. What resources would be helpful for another podcaster? So you in your industry, just ask, what resources do you recommend? Some of the resources that have come up on our podcast is certain books that could help people to be able to get to another level. Some of the resources is microphone recommendations. Some resources are calendar, like Calendly, for example, is a good resource that a lot of people have brought up that helps them to be able to figure out when they would want to do a podcast interview and be able to block that time and make it easy so you're not going back and forth. That Calendly is a great resource. Other things are CRMs. There's so many different resources out there, and each individual person is likely to have a different one, but there is going to be also some overlap where, for example, I mentioned a lot of my guests talk about Calendly, talk about their calendar, and it keeps coming up. It's one of the ones that keep coming up. And I think that helps you, my avatar, my listener. I think it helps you to be able to recognize, man, everyone keeps saying to have a calendar link and have it integrated and allow it to be able to be so useful. They all think this is important. I ought to have that too. And it really can fit in. So I think it's great to ask question number four, what resources do you recommend? I think it's perfect. It's a great question. Question number five is not a specific structured question. It's not one exact question. It's just the thought process that you need to follow up. And on that, I want to expound on a little bit. And the host who had this information originally, they did a great job. I'm not going to go through all of that. They expounded on it fine. It was really, really good. I'm just going to do this in my own way. And here's the thoughts that you should be thinking of. My eyes are burning. Here's the thoughts that you should be thinking of. Oftentimes, you just need to be able to follow up, get a little bit deeper. Instead of having like surface level, just like that first question, it's just asking another question. So if you've ever heard of matching and mirroring is like you match their personality, you match their words, you mirror their words, you reflect their words, you say the same things back to them, and it can help you to dig. It can help you to dig. Matching and mirroring is a wonderful sales tactic, a sales strategy, if you will, and it allows you to be able to connect with your people. This can also help you to connect with your guest. You match, you mirror. So you ask some question, let's pretend like it was question number 4, because we just mentioned that. It was, what resources do you recommend? And then they say Calendly, for example. Now you say, ooh, Calendly. I use Calendly and love it. But out of curiosity, why is Calendly so helpful for you? So that's like the secondary question. And then let's pretend they give you a good example, like they give you a good reason. Ooh, I like this and this and this. And then you might follow up and say, ooh, those reasons sound really important. Is there anything else that Calendly does for you that allows you to be able to be a better podcaster? Is there any other reason that you should bring out to another podcaster that Calendly has helped you? And then they might go into another detail. And then you can follow up with other questions like, tell me more about that. They might say, ooh, integrates with my Zoom. It integrates with Zoom. And so I don't even have to figure out all this stuff. It generates or propagates a brand new Zoom link each and every time that somebody clicks on it, that clicks on my Calendly, and that it already goes in my calendar and it's a unique Zoom link. And you say, ooh, tell me more about that. And then they might go into more detail saying something like, ooh, I used to use Riverside or Zencastr, and those are great, but it never did this. And so they were missing out. And with Calendly, it can do this and this and this. So that you dig. Tell me more about that. Why do you like it? I like those three things. Those are three great examples. Is there anything else? This is mirroring. This is repeating what they say. This is asking for more detail. Instead of being like surface level, let's go to another level down. Let's dig a mile deep and an inch wide on this question. Let's dive deeper and find out more of the reasoning behind the thing, the rationale. Why are they thinking this? Why do they want this? Why is it important to them? What's making them go in that direction? And that can help you to be a little bit better interviewer. So to wrap up this conversation, the 5 questions that I heard like 6 months ago on this other podcast, and I had taken notes on it, was A, tell me more about your story. And I think that's a horrible way. I think the better way is to get pod decks and have unique questions that talk a little bit more about that person and where they're coming from and allow you to connect with them. Then just tell me about your story. That's a horrible one. The second one was great. Remember, it was, what do you wish you knew before you got started? The third one, also very fantastic. It was, tell me about a time that you failed and had to overcome that. The fourth one is, what resources would you recommend? And the fifth one is, in general, just how to go deeper. It's follow-up questions. And with that, I think you're going to be even better podcaster. I'll see you on the next episode. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.